And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's totally terrific, totally transforming, and totally triumphant Tuesday as we find unity from the Father through the Son and by the Spirit, all for the glory of God Almighty. First, Jesus had an incredible earthly ministry. Now, he has an incredible heavenly ministry. He speaks to the Father on our behalf. So cool, isn't that? Check out Romans 8:34 or Hebrews 7:25. The Holy Spirit is continuing the ministry of Jesus Christ here on earth. Guess what? The Holy Spirit lives in you and me. Therefore, we ought to be carrying out the ministry of Jesus until he returns. That's what Jesus said. So who or what is restraining us from fulfilling this ministry? The answer to that is us, of course. Next, I understand that the overall concept of the Trinity is challenging for the Western mind to grasp. Let's see. David has a mind, a heart, and a body. God has a mind, the Father, a heart, the Son, and a body, the Holy Spirit. If we can catch three in one and one in three, this scripture we review will make perfect sense. When we see the life of Jesus, we see the Father in earthly form. When we read that Jesus had to say, we hear the whatever he had to say, we hear the very words of the Father's heart. That's why we are scripturally called to fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. 1 John 1:3 and 2 Corinthians 13:14. We are called to fellowship with God. And finally, dear Abby. Oh, I'm just kidding. We need to remember the three R's of the kingdom of God. Three R's are not from Scooby-Doo because rut-row is only two R's. The third R is not for pirates either. It's all from the book of Revelation.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. I like that one. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Yeah, I gave you that earlier today, so that could be enough of that for today. Personal resolutions, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Now, you can email us during the show, david@hemusincrease.org. So Sean, who called earlier, emailed me during the show. I already emailed him back with two titles for books.
Fast.
See? That's fast, right? That's pretty good, right? All right. He's not going to get the other ones till later tonight, so you might as well enjoy it. You can also text us, 214-210-8483. It's a great way to get in touch with us. You can text us. Some people will want to send a paper airplane. Here's my reply. We're in the middle of a building. It will not make it. Also, you can call us, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Let me tell you what's going to happen. If you make that call, you will end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
Dynamite! All right, now watch this. Talking to Dynamite D, that's like you and your favorite two or three people relaxing in a jacuzzi by yourselves. Brand new jacuzzi. Just a little bit of hint of cold.
That sounds amazing, Dave. Thank you for painting that picture.
Yes, it's like, yes, indeedy-do. Okay, so here's the bottom line. You can call us, you can email us, you can text us, and do whatever. You can do that for an opinion, a comment, a question, or a thought. So if you want to call in with a question, it's great. Do that, okay? And it's like, I have stuff I'm going to teach, but if the Lord wants to do something else, let's do that, all right? I mean, we can't be so stuck. I mean, this is a great question. I'm just going to say this before I ask the trivia. I've pastored before seven different churches. you can get so stuck in the sermon and in the structure that there's no room for the Lord to go, I would like to do this different. It doesn't mean there's not order. It's just not the order we established. There's a big difference there. Hello. All right, here's your trivia question. Get ready. I hope you're ready for it. Shouldn't be that difficult. Which Old Testament book states that stolen water is sweet? Food eaten in secret is delicious. Sounds like another thing we asked. Al gets the pow-pow. Very nice. Joanne and Cordelia right on his heels. There you go. Which Old Testament book states, stolen water is sweet, food eaten in secret is delicious. Afterwards, though, there's some negative things that it has to say, just in case you're wondering. Hey, if you want to reach out to us, you know you can do that. You just do the text, 214-210-8483. Call us, 972-445-0770. Or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That would be the way to do that. All right. The other thing I do need to tell you guys is, so since Noel said that and I talked to you guys about that in this last segment, you guys need to pray for me. I think that's fair, right? That's a fair way.
That's fair. And Dave, thank you for saying that, because you know how we tell our callers, call in, we pray for you, let's carry these burdens. I think you did the same thing.
You know, I think you're right. It's hard because there's a little vulnerability. Now, I don't consider myself some kind of like, oh, he's a guru teacher. You know, I'm just a big brother who's annoying in the Lord. See, I have a big brother that's annoying, so I just get to do that and spiritualize it. I think that's just fantastic. But I just need you guys to pray for me, obviously. I was telling Jennifer, and like I said, 15 months, just the most spiritual 15 months I've ever had in my life, really. And 15 months are the hardest time I've ever had physically. It's just the weirdest. It's just like one of those weird things. You just can't put your finger on it. But it's like, okay, Lord, whatever. Every victory acknowledged, right? EVA, right? Eva, right? Every victory acknowledged. Nothing weird. Just keeping it that way. Here you go. The title of this, DDD. Did I cover everything? We got the trivia question out there. That's covered. I have Christmas jokes.
That should be good.
They're great. I'm just going to tell you. Let's get into the teaching. John 14:12-14. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do. Because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. All right. Let's just talk about this without getting weird. You guys know I'm Bapticostal, right? I cannot explain that any clearer. Born and raised Jewish, right? BA degree in ministry and leadership. Master's in theological study, doctor of ministry in strategic Christian ministry, and I have a Baptist ordination, a Pentecost ordination, and a charismatic ordination. And I turned down a few others because, you know, I wonder why? They want money. It's like so weird. It's like, well, will you pay us $195? Like, $195? I ain't paying that for my wife's Christmas present. You've lost your mind? Anyway. In all of that, this is going to be very important to understand. Jesus said, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and greater works than these shall he do, because I am going to the Father. Greater works is not greater quality. Why? You can't do a lot better than resurrecting the dead. just forget this. Just stop. Somebody's dead. Jesus raises them from there. You go. That pretty much maxing out right there, right? What's the difference between Jesus' resurrection and all the other prior resurrections? All those people died again. Jesus did not. You cannot do that. Jesus did as great as you're going to do. He just did it for 3.5 years. Greater works is the volume of works, not the quality of works. That's the key in that. So for those of my Pentecostal friends and charismatic friends, I love you, but it's not you're doing something greater than Jesus did. Stop that. Okay? That's just silly. On the flip side, we are supposed to be doing stuff. So for people that think that doesn't happen, stop that. That's silly too. And Jesus said something fascinating. He said, whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Okay? So this to me comes to this. Why would you not ask a prayer in the name of Jesus when Jesus tells you to? Now, does every prayer have to end in the name of Jesus? No. That's just style, right? I end all my prayers in the name of Jesus, okay? I-N-J, I-J-N, in Jesus' name. Here's the thing. The thing is, it could be the beginning, the middle, whatever. It could be intent. Could be all those things, right? Nobody, the Lord's not up there going, oh, he didn't say in Jesus' name. I don't know if I can do this. It's like, that is not what's going on. That is not how the process works. That's not the question. The question is, why are you not praying in Jesus' name? Why would you not do that? Why would you refrain from doing that which Jesus set before us? Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Do you ask in Jesus' name for you? I think everybody's missing the point here. And Jesus is like, the Father may be glorified in the Son. You come in my name, you petition. I'm next to the Father. I'm going to the Father. That's what, you know, when you get into the text, that's what Hebrews 7:25, Romans 3:4, ever lives to make intercession for us. Okay, got it. Then when those prayers are answered, it glorifies the Father through the Son. Oh. You mean it's not just about us getting little bags of gold? No, it's not about bags of gold at all. It's about communion with the Father through the Son by the Spirit and recognizing that the Lord answers those prayers. It brings glory and honor unto God. It brings amazement to us. So that the Father is glorified in the Son is the reason to do it. What I can't find is what is the reason not to do it. That's the part I can't find, right? And it doesn't matter if somebody says, closes a prayer and goes, in Jesus' name, in the name of your Son. None of that's all style. It's the faith. And when I pray in the name of Jesus, I consider his worthiness in the issue. And that gives me greater faith. And faith is required by God. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For those who come to God must believe that he is and a rewarder of those who seek him. So, okay, I can buy into that. I can walk into that. I can understand that. Okay? All right. Which Old Testament book states stolen water is sweet, food eaten in secret is delicious? And the answer is Proverbs. The answer is Proverbs. We'll take our break and then we'll come back because we're always coming back for some reason. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever wanted to get involved with a ministry that promotes Jesus Christ as Lord, but just don't know how? Serving in ministry is a matter of devotion, time, and talent. Are you looking for a place to try and test the waters? Do you want to get involved? Come join the Ambassadors Initiative. Be an ambassador for the David Spoon Experience. It doesn't pay great. Actually, it doesn't pay anything. But the eternal benefits are out of this world. Be a representative. Why not? It couldn't hurt. Well, we hope not anyway. You don't need to be a professionally qualified minister. You need to have a pulse. By that, we mean you need to have a heart. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Fill out the form and we will reach out to you. Sorry. No parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position.
The David Spoon Experience.
Again, Dr. Robert Jeffress. Doctor, are you there with us?
I'm here with you, David.
I'm so glad that you're here. I got to ask you this question. I get a little fiery, especially when Christians are being accused of things that are false, and it happens all the time, especially in the media. And I think if you remember our very first time we ever talked, I told you how impressed I was with you that you are able to keep
your spirit steady.
Well, I appreciate that so much. You're a good friend.
I appreciate that. Here's the thing that drives me absolutely batty, which is where I need your help now. I understand this situation with Tim Tebow. He was going to do a dedication for you. He got a lot of pressure, apparently, from the media. The media accused you of being homophobic and anti-Semitic, which for me, I mean, it was. I guess when I first heard it, I was overwhelmed. First of all, anti-Semitic is a person who discriminates against or is prejudiced or hostile towards Jews. You've been on my show. Now, this is three time, and I'm as Jewish as they come.
Yeah, well, David, I mean, the charge of anti-Semitic comes from saying that everyone, including Jews, must trust in Christ in order to go to heaven. That is hardly anti-Semitic. In fact, I have a Jewish friend in New York who called me this week. She's not a Christian, but she said, I don't understand all of this. Said, I don't believe in the New Testament, but you do. You're simply saying what the New Testament says. And, you know, David, we've said before, you know, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And I remind people, Jesus was not a Southern Baptist evangelist. He was a Jewish rabbi. And yet you look at what he said, what the Apostle Paul said, the Apostle Peter. Here are the three most prominent men of the New Testament, every one of them a devout Jew, and yet they said there's one way to God, and that's through faith in Christ. That is not anti-Semitic.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. Well, you know we got our trivia question coming up. You know that, right? Okay. Who ordered his children, go back and buy us a little more food? Who said that? Go back and buy us a little more food. Who said that? If you think you know, 972-445-0770 would be the number to call, to text 214-210-8483. Also, David at hemustincrease.org would be the email. I want to say that this one, Joy Ann and Cordelia got the pow pow and Al right behind. I'm just, the split second between these two is just
the consistency.
It's just amazing stuff. I will give you a couple of updates, so I do want to give you a couple of things that you guys need to be aware of. Please do not forget to pray for the audience. That would be horrible if you forgot to pray for the audience. And one of the things I've been praying for the audience, remember I always share with you something that's on my mind, and that is for persistence, for people to be persistent. So it's easy to get to a certain point, especially getting the holidays and you get different things happening to the family and different elements, and it's easy to go okay, that's normal. Let's call it being human, right? So I'm just asking the Lord to give everybody just that sense of persistence and that ability to keep pushing forward. I'm going to give you an update on my friend Robin Cindy. We need to pray for Cindy. And so I'm going to ask Dynamite D to remind me tomorrow to talk about Robin Cindy. Rob's one of my best friends for years, since 1989. It was a long time, right? Maybe 91. And so tomorrow I'm going to talk to you about them, and there's a prayer request we have for them because Cindy's going through a tough time, okay? So, but in the meantime, pray for the audience, praying for persistence, and I, of course, appreciate your prayers. The trivia question I'm going to ask again, then I'm going to do my jokes. Now, I've got a couple of jokes. Somebody's calling in. That's wise. Somebody's calling in, and that's a good idea because these jokes are funny, and I'm going to tell them no matter what you guys say or do. The trivia question, who ordered his children? Go back and buy us a little more food. Okay. A little more accent maybe. Go back and buy us a little more food. There, that's good. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email to david@hemusincrease.org. Somebody is ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send a bomb. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to? And they're gone. I'm going to go with, was that Samson?
No, that was Eric. It was call back, Eric.
Okay, call back, Eric. Call back. You got to save everybody from the jokes that I have right here in my hand. Call back, Eric. Call back. Okay.
I think he's going to get it right soon. All right. I have a feeling.
All right. Let's see what happens. All right, ready? He's trying to spare everybody, but he also wants to hear the jokes. See, that's all right. I'm going with that one. Again, who ordered his children go back and buy us a little more food? All right, here we go. I think you know. Reach out to us. In the meantime, here are the jokes. What's big? Oh wait, here he comes. He's calling in. You don't understand. These jokes are legendary. Can I say that? They're okay. They're not legendary, but they're funny. And remember, we're not Christians who can't tell jokes. Now we got Eric. Send him on through. Let's see if we can send him through this time. There we go. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David. Dun, da, da.
Da, da, da. It's the C, hey, matey.
I apologize.
It's the C.
I apologize to Dynamite D there. That was all me. I big fat thumb pushed the hang up button.
Well, Eric, you're the only person to ever do that, so I really want you to feel guilty. Okay? All right.
I do. I feel horribly guilty, and I'll try to whittle my thumbs down, make them smaller.
It's jitterbug time, my friend.
Yes, it is. And yes, jitterbug with the big numbers.
Yep. I can see that number. Okay. All right, my friend. Here you go. Who said? Ordered his kids. Go back and buy us a little more food.
I'm glad you said said to his kids, because I was kind of going back and forth between the New Testament and Old Testament there. So now that you said kids, I'm going to stick with my answer of Jacob.
That is correct, Amundo, sir. You are a winner. Excellent job. Excellent job. See, he couldn't say go to the Stage Deli because they didn't have it yet. But he did say, yeah. Go get me some more food. How you been, brother?
Hey, David. Yeah, I've been doing good. And I just want to say thank you for sharing that today, this morning. I'm sure there's a lot of us that listen to your show and people that don't listen to the show that are doing their own thing are feeling the anxiety in the atmosphere, in the air. But I'm right there with you. Matter of fact, this weekend, you helped me out quite a bit. I was feeling some anxiety myself, and I called or I texted you, and you prayed for me, and that it wasn't the act of the problem that I was dealing with that was necessarily anxiety. It was just anxiety. And like you said with Noel, just praying for you and knowing that they're on the other side or they're with you is the problem still doesn't go away, but the anxiety does.
Yeah.
So I appreciate what you did for me this weekend in helping me out.
Well, you are a dear, dear brother. For those that don't know, it was Eric who said, hey, I can't hear Dynamite D on the recording. Which
thank you, Eric.
We didn't even know. So we got that fixed, and so he's a dear, dear, dear brother. And I want everybody to know you can text us during the show. It doesn't have to be during the show. If you got a prayer request, we'll pray. We just love the people, and you've been such a blessing for us, and just so blessed to have you a part of this show. Actually, Eric's responsible for getting the show back in the studio more than people will know why, especially when I complain to Don about it. And so just thank you for everything you've done. The Lord's used you much more than you're aware. You're a great, great blessing.
Well, I everybody that calls in is kind of like an aha moment. That's going on in my life too. So
yeah, it's cool.
It's a great 1 hour and a half, and that lasts throughout the day of thinking back on it and listening and listening to the podcast and stuff like that too. So yeah. Anyway, I'm taking up way too much time.
That's okay, brother.
So
we love
you. I'm bloviating.
Okay, well, that's all right. We love you. You know that, right? You are loved, loved, loved.
Love you in the Lord.
Amen, brother. Love you in the Lord.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Eric, dear, brother. All right, so here's the deal. I'm going to hold on the jokes. Not that I'm not going to do them. There's not a chance in the universe. Just forget it. It's not happening. But I want to get this teaching in, and I'm going to take it all the way to like the 30. Okay, so you all right to adapt? You know, it's, believe me, folks, when we do stuff like this, you're adapting times and stuff. It's not that big a deal, but listen to this. Oh, listen to this. I remember the time I read this and felt this. You ever read something in Scripture and you think, oh, yeah, uh-huh. Okay, sometimes I'll read, even myself, so we're teaching Hebrews. Sometimes when you're teaching Hebrews 9 or 10, you're like going, move it along. don't tell me. You're reading Leviticus, you're reading about the mold. You're like going, well, that's great. Okay. Well, when I read this that I'm going to read to you, this is one of those things where I read in Scripture and went, ow. Listen to this, John 14, 7 through 9. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him, and you have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and still you don't know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Oh. You just hear that, you go, ouch.
That's a wow.
Yeah. Don't you just want to be like, if you're even there, if you were there and Philip said that, don't lie. Wouldn't you just move over to the closer to the seashore and get away from him and be like, wow. Here, Jesus is making something clear. It's one of these things that I know we don't always grasp, and I understand we don't always grasp it because it's a little more than a typical like Western mind can think of, and I that part I understand. But when he's talking to Philip, he's like, I've been with you such a long time, and still you don't know me? And I want you to get the picture. Have you seen me, Jesus said? Then you've seen Dad. Oh, wait. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. Now, I'm not sure how much you want to get into the phrase exact representation, but I'm going to go out on a limb and go exact representation probably means exact representation. I don't know. Call me crazy, right? Colossians chapter 2, verse 9, for in him, referring to Jesus, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. You don't see Jesus and don't get it. And that's what he's saying. And so you'll hear me, and I will from time to time, I will say spend some extra time in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, because they are the direct picture of Jesus, and you do get that handle on. I would never say, ever say, that the rest of it is not Scripture. I would never say that. You know I would never say that. It's 66 books, 37 the old, or 39 the old, 27 the new. It's 785,000 words roughly or so, and it's just like, that's the breakdown. That's what it is. That's the Word of God. God knows how to write a letter. He knows how to write a book. He created the universe. But Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John give you this special picture. And much like Revelation's a lot of fun to read for those that like it, because it's full of pictures and full of powerful things that are being taught. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are the pictures of Jesus Christ. And when you see Jesus, you see the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. You're just not looking for that. And it's so important because there are times where Jesus was very firm, isn't there? There's times where he's talking to the Pharisees and he's like, you're a bunch of hypocrites. Then there's other times where the guy has he's the leper, and Jesus breaks the law and touches the leper. And there's times where Jesus shares the pain, like when he was troubled in his spirit with Martha and with Mary, and the Lazarus situation, even though Lazarus was getting up in 10 minutes, right? It wasn't like Jesus didn't know he's getting up. He said he's going to get up. They're like, oh, yeah. Well, and then the grief that they all had. He shares in that. He shares in the anger. How was it when he was in the temple and they were abusing the temple of God? Jesus let them have it, right? He listened. He didn't break a bruised reed, the scripture says. He cared. He cried. He was there. That's God. Because they're trying to figure out, well, what is God really like? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Take a read. By at least seeing that, you get something that Jesus is saying. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. We're one. Wow. It's just so good, right? It's so good. Oh, my gosh. All right. We'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Can't stand the skill. Can't stand the shame.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
When you are in the presence of the Lord and His presence is strengthening you, and we talked about that can happen through the Word of God, through prayer, and through fellowship. And then you go through some process where somebody sends you a text, or somebody sends you a letter, or somebody calls you, or somebody sends you an email, or somebody looks at you funny, or somebody kind of glances, or somebody says something about you, or you hear something about yourself, or you eat the wrong kind of tacos and you just feel bad and the joy is sucking away at the moment. Here is the answer while the devil is trying to take your joy away. Here is the key. For the next 365 days for your life, when the devil takes the joy away by robbing you, you go back into the presence of God again. When the devil comes in and robs you and takes that joy, will you get up off your duff or your blessed assurance? And you go into the presence of God again, be it prayer, be it Bible, be it fellowship, be it worship, be it whatever. I don't care. Get up and get back in the presence of God again. And when the devil comes around the second time and knocks on your door and you open it and he takes it from you again, then you get off your blessed assurance again and you get back into the presence of God again. And when he does it a third time, you do it again. And when he does it a fourth time, you do it again. Because the strength of the Lord is in the joy of the Lord, which is found in the presence of the Lord. And when he comes a-robbing, you go to refill. When the tank is empty, put gas in it. When you're depleted, fill it up. And you think, well, I can't do that. Why not? You did it the first time. Yes, but that was special. Why? Because you tried? Try again. But you don't understand. No, I don't care. That's much, much more heartless to say that, huh? That's a good one. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I care about the truth. I don't care about somebody's, well, my perception. Well, good for you. God bless you. When you can figure out that you can argue with God, let me know how that goes. If you win that argument, you come back. You can take the throne. But you ain't going to win it. So when the enemy comes and he comes a-stealing, you do exactly what you need to do to take it back. If he steals from you, you take it right back. Why? Because you can. Because he's not empowered to keep it from you. He's empowered to take it momentarily. You're empowered to take it right back. Take it.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. It's so fun to do this show. Isn't it fun?
And fun and lovely. We love our callers.
It's like, wow, that's just like, yeah, I love it. All right. Trivia. Here we go. Trivia. Okay, so I'm going to give a little room in this one because I'm not looking for an exact phrasing. That's a fair way to say it, okay? According to the opening chapter of the book of Acts, what command did the risen Jesus give to his disciples? Really a repeat of Luke 24, which is not surprising since Luke wrote Luke and the book of Acts. What's that command that he gave the disciples big command, big important command, has everything to do with what's around the corner. Okay, how's that? Nice way to. Okay, I'm not telling this the right way because I'm getting the wrong answers. Let me see. According to the opening chapter of Book of Acts, what did the risen Christ, what command did the risen Christ give his disciples while he was eating with them? Okay, that's one way to say it. I don't know about the eating part. It's the same command he gave in Luke 24. Boy, I hope that's the right text. No, everybody's getting it wrong. I'm doing it wrong. All right, we'll come back to that. In the meantime, if you think you can get it right for me, see, now I have to go to my Bible. Hold on just a second. Okay. I'm going to make sure that I'm not doing this incorrect. Okay. Because I don't like that when that happens. No. Okay. Look, this is correct. Okay. This is when he was eating a meal in Acts chapter 1. He gave a very specific command in Acts chapter 1. What was it? Good job, Joanne. That was the one. What was the command he gave when they were eating a meal? Plus, in Acts 24, the last command that he gave. The last command that he gave in Luke 24. Sorry. Okay. I'm all over. Let's see, 972-445-0770. Also, you can text in 214-210-8483 or send an email to david@hemustincrease.org. Send it up to the website. On the website, by the way, don't forget the praise and the prayer request. If you got a prayer request, put it in there. We'll pray for you. Praise report, put it in there. And then don't forget money. Great place to give. Why do you want to give? Because we like doing the show. And if you like listening to the show, those two things work together. Just there you go. Al is letting everybody know the answer is for everybody to eat everything on their plate. Check out the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemustincrease.org.
hemustincrease.org.
I have to say, flinging a piece of pie at a dog that's barking at you.
While eating boneless chicken wings.
What's the dipping? What's the dipping flavor for them?
Barbecue sauce.
Okay, got it. Okay, as long as we're on time. All right. According to the opening chapter of Acts, what command did the risen Jesus give to the disciples while they were eating with him? Same command he gave them at the end of Luke 24. I knew I was right about that one. I'm not always right, but I'm not always wrong.
Very interesting way to say that.
It's kind of right. At least I didn't say I'm not always right, but I'm not always left. I didn't say anything like that. All right, history. Let's do history. Let's do history, history, history. Let's go lifting in the past. Let's go lifting in the past. I feel bad because Sean, yesterday was the first time he listened to the show, so he calls in this the second day. This is not really typically how the show goes, but it is exactly typically how the show goes. And so yesterday's show was like really a good teaching kind of show. This is just one of those. Twice a week, we just lose it.
I mean, but that's it, David. You're going to get teaching and you're going to get wackiness.
Yeah,
that's the blend of it.
It's a teaching and it's a wackiness. Hey, that's a nice way to say that. National Hot Chocolate Day.
Yum.
That's what my wife had last night. Instead of, so we'll normally have sleepy tea, she had hot chocolate. So what do you have? She goes, hot chocolate. So you can have sleepy tea? She goes, no. I'm like, yeah, okay.
That sounds good.
No, I want hot chocolate. National Salesperson Day, before you think that's something bad, not every salesperson is bad. Let's not think that. There are many great, great, great salespeople. And then there's many not great salespeople, so that works on both sides. And today is also, by the way, Ice Cream Day.
Double yum.
I mean, come on, right? I mean, do you have a favorite kind of ice cream you like? Anything in particular?
Vanilla or maybe rainbow sherbet.
Really? Rainbow sherbet? I like rainbow sherbet. Yeah. That's good. I am a chocolate with peanut butter guy. I like
that. I would
that
never
chocolate.
Guess that.
I mean, I don't know
chocolate
what it is.
With peanut butter.
The peanut butter in it. Yeah, I don't know what it
wow,
is.
Wow, Dave.
I know.
Adventurous.
I'm really just kind of weird. 1759 on this day, this will blow your minds, the first United States music store. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania music store opened a little bit earlier, but began advertising the sale of musical instruments and supplies. $17.59.
Wow. $17.
$17.50. It's amazing. 1901, first use of a telephone to capture a felon in the United States. Kid Curry of the Wild Bunch Gang was arrested after a Tennessee merchant spotted him and called the police. These are really good ones, man. 1972. I don't know if this is right. I'm going to have to get Eric. Eric might be one who can verify this, but I'm not sure about this. 1972, last human landing on the moon. Apollo 17 was the last mission in the United States. Apollo lunar landing program was also the sixth and the last time humans landed on the moon.
Wow.
You know, when they found out that it's not full of cheese, I think that just ruined it for everybody.
No more going to the moon?
Yeah. See, because if you brought a bag of nachos, that would make – okay. According to the opening chapter of Acts, what command did the risen Jesus give to his disciples while he was eating with them? Unless you think we don't have any teaching, you're wrong. Revelation chapter 2. Oh, if you want to reach out to us on that one, what's our number? 972-445-0770 is the call. 214-210-8483 is the text. Revelation chapter 2, verse 4 through 5. I've actually used this text as a wedding text. You, Revelation, use a wedding text? There are three R's. That's why I said, remember the Rutrow thing? See, Rutrow, that's only two R's. Okay? So, and then Eric's joke about the pirate, when I go, R, no, he goes, it's the sea. Okay, so, okay, all right, all right. Revelation chapter 2, verse 4 through 5. Here's the three R's. Yet this I hold against you. You have forsaken your first love. Remember the height you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. Here's some relationship advice for those that are in a good relationship or trying to get into a better relationship. No matter what type of relationship we're struggling with, including our connection to the Lord. Okay, first of all, dear Abby, no, just kidding. We want to start, when we start to lose the momentum that we had in a relationship, what do? Jesus gave three R's: remember, repent, and reengage. Now, listen to this. This is so good. This is why I can't do weddings, because I don't like to do weddings for whatever reason. But this is really three good points right here for anybody in the world, right? Remember, Jesus says, I hold this against you, you've forsaken your first love. Remember the height you have fallen. So Jesus is like saying, hey, remember how you used to like me? That's number one. That's the R1. R2, repent. You used to hang out with me all the time. What happened? Get back here. Repent. Say you're sorry. Turn around. Change your direction. People say, well, repentance isn't sorrow. It can be with it. You got to change the direction. But sorrow can be connected to it. Remember, repent. And then he says this, and do the things you did at first, which is reengage. Do the things. You remember how in the beginning of your relationship you'd write love notes? Then you got married and you stopped doing that? Well, write them again. In other words, do that again. You'd go on dates. You'd go to a movie. You'd surprise with flowers. I'm just giving you all the things that do. Remember how it was. Repent for letting go and reengage with what you did in the beginning. Do it again. If we desire relationships to be fresh, they need continual commitment of time and effort. Okay, if the relationship is past you, and you guys know exactly what I'm talking about, then and it can't be done, that's separate. Okay, you're looking for a separate thing. You're looking for a separate. But if you're in a relationship and you're just being lazy,
yeah,
remember how it was, repent for not keeping it that way, and reengage in what you used to do.
Let me ask you this, Dave, right in the middle of your teaching. What if one feels like that the other person is not receiving it? Or does it not matter and you still have to do that?
You still have to do that regardless. And if it's not receivable and not retrievable, that becomes evident. But you got to – that's what you got. You got to do those things. And if you need help in the relationship, you get help in the relationship. Here's the thing, the only thing that I can say, the only smart thing I can give you in 60 years in life. Ready? This is the smartest thing that I can ever lay out before you, okay? When two people get together, The problem starts the second either one of them stops trying to win the other. That's just the reality. Second, the second you no longer think you have to win the other, you lost. I just know.
That was some good stuff, Dave.
Yeah. Dr. Laura, I ain't. But that's still good advice. All right. Trivia question was, and then we'll finish up. According to opening chapter of Acts, what command did the risen Jesus give his disciples when he was eating with them? He said, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift of my Father promised you, of which you have heard me speak about. Wait for the Holy Spirit." That was the command that Jesus gave. See? All right. Take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770. Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. All of
mankind. The David Spoon Experience.
Let me read this thing from Pastor Ray, and then we'll do the trivia question, and then we'll see what happens because I have no idea. This is from Pastor Ray, who passed away, by the way, on January 4th this year, 2022. He's my good friend, and I can't wait to see him up in heaven. This one's titled Joy, Expectation, and Delight. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts. Therefore, I hate every wrong path. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. This is Pastor Ray's devotional. I often see people go through a spiritual drought. More than once, I have found myself in this dry, dark place where God seems far away and we feel even farther. It's like being the children of Israel, once again wandering in the wilderness trying to find our way. That's when I cling to the belief that we are being strengthened and matured through it all. How we survive the wilderness experience of our lives depends on our attitude towards God's word. Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible, and I get such a kick out of reading it because King David got so excited writing about it. Of all the things he gets excited about writing about the laws of God, he sang about them. He put statutes of the law to music. He positively exulted in them. In Psalm 119, verse 14, he compared God's testimonies to the riches. In verse 15, he declared, "I will meditate on your precepts." In verse 24, he says, "Your testimonies are my delight and my counselors." David was on to something. He loved God's word, and he knew that the secret to enjoying life, even in the wilderness, was to turn to God's word with joy, expectation, and delight. As children, we struggle to mature under our parents' authority. When we're spiritually born again into the family of God, we become children again, reparented. Oh, what a great line that is. Reparented by our Heavenly Father as we grow toward maturity and learning to trust Him. Allow His word to light your way, and the wilderness will not seem so daunting. Let His word guide your feet, and you will never get lost.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Here's your last trivia question. Who said, when you enter a town and are welcomed, eat what is set before you? Who said that? If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That is the trivia question. Who said, when you enter a town and are welcomed, eat what is set before you? In the meantime, I do have my Christmas jokes, and I am going to tell them. Wait, somebody's calling in. Now I have to wait. If we have to wait till tomorrow for these, I might tell them twice. That's all I'm going to say. Okay, no call. Okay, no call. All right, we're going to wait. All right, here you go. Ready? Ready for my jokes? Here you go. What's big and jolly and says, oh, oh, oh? Not ho, ho. Oh, oh, oh. What's big and jolly and says, oh, oh, oh? Ready? Santa Claus walking backwards.
Oh, dear God, no.
Where does Santa stop for coffee? Starbucks.
God be praised.
What do Christmas trees, what do Christmas trees get when they get numb, when they get numb? What's happened? They're on pines and needles.
Say what?
Okay, all right. What falls at the North Pole but never gets hurt? Snow.
You need to grow up.
I know. What, where do elves go to vote? The North Pole.
What in the wide, wide world of...
Okay. How do Christmas trees get ready for a party? They spruce up.
All right, all right, all right.
Why are Christmas trees so bad at knitting? They have too many needles.
Oh, no, you didn't.
What does a bunny rabbit hang for a fireplace, by the fireplace? Really? Celery stick. Stockings. Okay. What's Santa's favorite type of music? Rap.
No, that's not going to do it.
Rap. Get it? Those were good jokes.
They was. You know, I found these sounds, so I have so much fun nowadays.
Listen. Oh, oh, oh. Santa walking backwards. How does that not? I mean, you guys could tell that anywhere. That's hilarious. All right. Who said when you enter a town, welcome, eat what is set before you? Those were funny. You have that opportunity to answer that trivia question. I don't know why you would. You can just listen. 972-445-0770 is the phone number. Text 214-210-8483, and then david@hemusincrease.org. I was just talking to my brother about this. I always find these things interesting. John 14:1, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. John 14:2, in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? So there's two things that are going on here that are just enormous. Both have to do with troubled hearts. Number one, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. Hearts, the seat of our emotion, the grief, the pain, the anguish, troubles. That's the disruptions, the disturbing, or the taking away of calmness. And this is really, well, I like that Sean said that he thinks his friend is agnostic, which is probably more accurate, not knowing. Agnostic is a person who knows. Agnostic is a person who does not know. Atheist is no God. The answer is for the atheist to believe in God, because then you will find that you don't have to be troubled by all the things. Okay, and then let me just do this a little bit, and then we're going to get our caller. And then Jesus said, in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go and prepare a place for you? You know a reason your heart doesn't need to be troubled? Because Jesus is setting up your hotel. it's not really a hotel. It's a mansion. But I'm just saying he's setting it up. I'm trying to give you kind of a visual. If you were going to a really nice place and somebody was setting it up for you, you'd be like, yeah, yeah. Jesus is hanging up. Only it's not really a hotel. I shouldn't have said that. It's your new home. But Jesus is the carpenter, so he's the one who built it. Wasn't that nice? All right. Let me have the person come through, and then we'll go from there. Oh, that's the ding, ding, ding. I don't want to say that Dynamite D's ahead of himself.
Hey, Dave, the phone number went crazy, so it's no longer showing, so we just got to bring them all through.
All right, bring them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David, it's Deborah.
Hi, Deborah, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing?
Better today than I was yesterday. I had a little bit of a stomachy flu Sunday night that carried on into yesterday, and that was not a lot of fun, so
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
I know. It's never fun. Like I said, it's just been up and down on the physical realm, but the spiritual realm has been outstanding, so I'll take it.
Awesome.
I'll take that. All right, here you go. This is straightforward. I think you get it right off the bat. Who said, when you enter a town and are welcomed, eat what is set before you?
Was it Jesus?
That is correct, Amanda! Now, here's an interesting thought, though. Why do you think Jesus said that? Why do you think he said, eat what's set before you?
I'm not sure.
Okay, let me do two things. One, first of all, being picky doesn't really help the testimony. You know what I'm saying? What? Right. You going to serve me that? What? And number two, if you're at somebody else's charity, then being choosy at somebody giving you charity does not seem to have a grateful spirit connected to it, right? It's like, you're giving me this? I wanted this. What's wrong with you? So it's like that kind of thing. So, but you nailed it. And even though it was a guessing way you said it, I know you knew what it was. So good job.
All righty. Well, thank you. And y'all have a good afternoon.
All right. Thanks. Take care.
God bless. Bye-bye.
All right, another great job by Deborah. She's fantastic. She's phenomenal. Here we go. So this is the thing. Why should your hearts not be troubled? Jesus goes, in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go and prepare a place for you? Jesus is preparing a place. You want to hear this? Now, you've heard this before. It's not me. I didn't make this line up. But in 6 days, God created the world, right, the earth and everything, the universe. And Jesus has been working on our house for 2,000 years. He's been working on ours for 2,000 years. Yeah. And he's a carpenter. Yeah. Get it? Okay. Yes, that's a joke, but it's a cool joke to think about this. The Father's house is in heaven. There's many rooms. We've got different rooms, different kids, different styles. Somebody. There is one way in, right? But once you're in, it's going to be bigger than you think. But there is one way in. And that's through Jesus Christ. And people keep saying, why? And it's the same thing we've said before, and we'll say it again. Because heaven is God's home, and Jesus is the door. You want to go to heaven's house? You want to go to God's house in heaven? You go through his door. The name is Jesus, right? Don't be troubled. He's preparing a place for you. He still has you in mind, like the very first day you said, yes, Lord. As you the same way. Same. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Taking a 22.5-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM DJRD Broadcast.